Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Rough crowd, first of the year.
Good morning.
Happy
morning. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court, the first of 2026. It is January 6, 2026 at 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. And as always, we'll begin with an invocation today led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this first court meeting of the new year. We thank you for the many blessings that we've received in years past, and we ask that you continue to bless our county. As commissioners and elected officials here and throughout the country, we implore you to give us understanding minds and listening hearts. Put before us each day what you would have us do and say to further your kingdom in the best interest of our citizens. Father, we just ask that you lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask all these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I said pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anybody present in the courtroom today that wishes to make public comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, I suppose the system is still set up after we've changed so that you press star 6 to unmute your line. And so this time of public comment is open. Hearing none, we will close this time of public comment. And before we get started with our regular agenda, I'd like to ask Mr. Ryan Rawson and Mr. Darby Dogay to come up to the lectern. And I will administer the oath of office as new commissioners of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District 1 and 3. And if I could get each of you to raise your right hand. You and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that you will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Commissioner of the State of Texas and will, to the best of your ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the State of Texas and of the United States, so help you God.
I do.
All right. Well, we congratulate you. We thank you for your willingness to serve. And we appreciate the work y'all are doing out there in the unincorporated areas, and we hope that you find your time spent on as a commissioner to be fulfilling. So thank you very much. We appreciate you. And I will sign these, and we will receive and file these into the commissioner's court records next week. All right, we'll begin our agenda under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for MIS for the purchase of LapLink PC Move Enterprise software in the amount of $6,503. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $201,200 to Bank of Oklahoma Financial for an interest payment and service fees for the Certificates of Obligation Series 2019, which is the Johnson Controlled Energy Efficiency Program. Item C is to consider and approve electronic disbursement. The agenda says $229,987.23. The state corrected that to $230,388.01 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Graduate Medical Education Program, which is that money does not come from the general revenues, but it's funded by the medical facilities, the hospitals. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,349.24 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for January insurance reimbursement. And item E is regular county bills check numbers 535294 through 535475 for the period ending December 30th, 2025. and check numbers 535476 through 535563 for the period ending today. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under purchasing, item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Jefferson County facilities. Pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item C is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for a replacement of outboard motors and rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Marine Division. Item B, D is to consider and approve award, execute, receive and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for replacement for outboard motors and rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Marine Division with the Dingo Group LLC DBA Pete Jorgensen Marine in the amount of $65,717. And again, that is funded through reimbursements from the Sabine Neches Navigation District. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with the Beaumont Enterprise, Port Arthur News, and the Examiner from January 28, 2026 through January 27, 2027. And lastly, item F is consider and approve professional agreement with the Hartfield Law Firm to perform acquisition of right-of-way services necessary for the Erie Street Bridge project for a not-to-exceed amount of $15,000 in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4 for personal or professional services, funding coming from budgeted capital projects. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have one item to consider and approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Caitlin Hill, an employee of the Sheriff's Office. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under the Engineering Department, item A is considering possibly approve a replat of portions of blocks 8, 9, and 10, and 11 of First Edition Oil City Subdivision, being a 8.031-acre tract of land into tracts 9A and 10A out of the TNNORR Company survey, section number 23, abstract number 144 in Jefferson County, Texas. It's located on Blewett Road in precinct number 4. It's located in the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction, and it's met all of the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County platting requirements. Item B is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a geotechnical survey agreement with Mustang Express Pipeline LLC to conduct a geotechnical survey of areas located on the Ford Park site in precinct number 4. And item C is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a Texas Historical Commission antiquities permit application form for an archaeological survey for the Mustang Express Pipeline project located on the Ford Park site in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have one item under Historical Commission, which is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a certified local government grant application for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $5,000 for a National Register of Historic Places nomination project for the 1918 Port Neches Jail. This is a matching grant with the $5,000 match coming from already budgeted funds for the Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on this item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Wells, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our relatively short agenda today. Is there any member of the Commissioner's Court has anything to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I see Teresa out in the audience. I'm going to put you on the spot. I know we're supposed to have a celebration this, and Lori, whichever one of y'all want to speak. I know I got an email from you, Lori. Celebration of Spindletop and the 125th anniversary this Saturday?
That's right. And I'm going to let Lori tell the details because she's worked so hard on it. I know she knows everything about it.
Well, thank you. So it's Saturday at 9:30 at Spindletop Park, which is located on the east side of West Port Arthur Road, about a mile south of Cardinal Drive. It'll be a short program starting at 9:30 with a little speech making and some cookies and reenactors. And Judy Lindsley, who wrote the book Giant on the Hill, will be our presenter, and she'll speak briefly. But we will dismiss at around 9:15 or 9:20 to go over to Gladys City. 10:15, excuse me.
Okay.
We'll dismiss at about 10:15.
For a second, I thought we were caught in some kind of time warp.
Really going back in time.
Sorry about that. But we will dismiss at about 10:15 to get to Gladys City, where they will blow the gusher, the replica of the gusher, at 9:30, which was the time.
10:30.
10:30.
I need a nap. We'll see you all. So 9:30 at
Spindletop
Park and 10:30 at Gladys City.
Gotcha.
Judge, I want to thank Laura. You have done an outstanding job, working with the staff. It's a plus. It's what set our community on the national stage, so it's a big plus for this area, and it's still doing great things for individuals in our community.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner, don't sell yourself short. I know you did some work on getting those panels and all that kind of stuff done, so we thank everybody for their participation. This, folks around here, this is a big deal for us, and it started the boom not only in here but across Texas and the nation, so thank y'all.
And once again, we want to thank y'all for your willingness to serve on the emergency services districts, and we appreciate the time you're going to spend there and the service you're going to be to those communities in the unincorporated areas. Anything else? If not, thank you all so much for being here. We are adjourned, and have a great 2026.
Yeah.